SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Florida Highway Patrol has arrested the driver of a pickup truck that crashed into a farm worker bus, killing eight, on charges of driving under the influence manslaughter. Troopers say Brian McLean Howard faces eight counts of DUI manslaughter for Tuesday morning's crash. Marion County, Florida resident Ashley Smith tells WFTV State Road 40 has become more congested in recent years.
Over the past several years, it's been even worse with everybody moving out here. And, people get a little bit anxious with slower traffic, and then they, try to pass. And, and some people are coming home from work late, and, they don't drive the best on this road.
In addition to the eight killed, at least 40 were injured. The Biden administration is suggesting that additional tariffs could be imposed if China tries to create a loophole by producing electric vehicles in Mexico. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Chinese EV company BYD is exploring factory sites in Mexico, and it's seen as a move to avoid newly announced import taxes by the U.S. Asked if there might be additional tariffs should Chinese companies launch production in Mexico, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said this.
Stay tuned.
She also said that tariffs with Mexico is something the administration is talking about with industry leaders, workers, and partners. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Biden administration has told key lawmakers it is sending a new package of more than $1 billion in arms and ammunition to Israel. That's according to three congressional aides who spoke on condition of anonymity. On Wall Street, the Dow by 126 points, the NASDAQ rose 122, the S&P advanced 25. This is SRN News. Christians are nervous about artificial intelligence.
In fact, most Americans are nervous about AI, fearing that it will ultimately do more harm than good. But the latest poll released by the American Bible Society finds that believers have a heightened concern about AI and how it will be used. ABS spokesman John Plake says, quote, practicing Christians are more likely to say the bad results of AI will outweigh the good, and the greatest uncertainty is at the intersection of AI and faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a bill aimed at ensuring that judges order child support payments for unborn babies. Legislators can't override Kelly's veto because they adjourned their annual session on May 1st. The measure was similar to a Georgia law and bills introduced in at least five other states. Supporters argue they're trying to make sure the costs associated with pregnancy are fully covered. SRN News. The U.S. government's Highway Safety Agency has opened yet another investigation into automated driving systems.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is looking into crashes involving Waymo's self-driving systems. Waymo was once Google's self-driving vehicle unit. The government agency says on its website that it's received 22 reports of Waymo vehicles either crashing or doing something that may have violated traffic laws when the automated driving system was engaged. And it says it's opened at least four investigations of vehicles in the past month. 17 of those incidents were crashes, but no injuries were reported. All companies with self-driving or partially self-driving vehicles are required to report all crashes to the federal government. Donna Water, Washington.
In addition to the crashes, there were also five other reports of possible traffic law violations. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.